Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters. Break it down.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Twin Peaks in Shenandoah. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. You can also catch up with us on Facebook. Just go to the Blitz Facebook page, send a message, and Aaron will be all over it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And miss the first hour, a lot of good stuff. Very sportsy, which is to be expected.
Yeah, it's a sportsy kind of time.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm curious if how people. Well, I guess it's different this year with UH in it, so I think there's more interest locally and tech. I think there's a big tech contingent here. Cody wrote a little story on tech last night. I know he was excited, but I always think that the tournament gets less interesting the deeper you get into it. That first weekend is just so, from a gambling perspective, where you have so much to choose from and so much action. I love that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, obviously, Final Four weekend's fun because you want to see the champion, but, like, as far as betting goes.
Yeah, you're down to three games.
Yeah.
And it's, and usually the lines are exactly what they're supposed to be, so it's, you just have to have an opinion, frankly. And if you don't, it's kind of like, eh. So no RJ today, but Steve Fezzik will join us next hour, so that should be fun. And Jeff 288 says, even if they stay at Houston and Tech, you'd have to be a dummy not to talk to other schools to leverage money out of your current employer. Absolutely. Don't think I'm going to talk to other stations here in the next couple months?
Are you?
No.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
The difference is, I mean, you'd be taking a downward job in prestige.
Absolutely.
I mean, and you'd have a worse chance of winning.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you want a new challenge, AJ. And I don't really want a new challenge. But but no, you'd be for those guys, it'd be stupid not to. And, listen, Kelvin's going to get a big raise from UH.
Yeah,
and he's going to be happy with that money. It just if he wants to do something else, it's hard to get in these guys' heads and figure out what it is they really want. Because some guys, you know, he might like the challenge of going and building up another program again. Now that he's got this one to where it is, you know, or he may say, you know what, I've got this in a really good spot. I can win a championship here. Let's try to do it here. And there's it just you never know. And whatever it is, it's like. You know, we knew all along Tom Herman wanted to go to Texas or Ohio State.
Right.
And I think anybody who didn't think that was just deluding themselves. That was always his plan. And I don't think he ever made any bones about it. So, but some guys you just don't know. So, I don't know if you saw this. There's a video of Matthew McConaughey getting high with Snoop.
I saw that.
Dude, if there's two guys I could get high with, that's pretty much one and 1A. Willie's up there for
Willie's
me.
Willie's number one for me. That's well,
I technically did get to take a puff with Snoop in the elevator at the Super Bowl.
That's pretty good.
So I'm counting that. His guys were staying on my floor when we were in San Francisco, and they were just getting high the whole time. And so, of course, I made friends with them because they had weed. And we were coming. I think you were out with somebody else, but I was coming home pretty late one night, and there's Snoop on the elevator with his guys. And I'm just like, they're all lit up. And I'm like, can I just take one puff so I can say I got high with Snoop?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. Cool, man. And then they invited me to hang out with him a little bit, but I was wiped at that point, man.
Yeah.
It was just like, nah, I that counts.
Okay.
But it was going to be hanging out with his boys, not him, so.
I think I've told you. I've told you off the air the most famous people I've gotten high with.
Yeah, but Snoop makes no bones about it.
No, it wasn't like a hey, go get high with us, and then we'll tell everybody about it. But it was a good one. It was a good circle.
Yeah, yeah,
good circle.
That's not as famous as Snoop.
No,
no,
nope.
But pretty damn famous
around in Texas, though.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. I didn't really notice it too much yesterday when we were watching the game. But apparently the Rays have shut off their upper deck so that their capacity is now 25,000.
Why? Nobody's showing up at the games?
Nobody's showing up at the games.
Man, that was a pretty good team a year.
They averaged 14,000 fans a game last season.
Florida is the worst sports state. Can we agree?
Well, when their teams are good, like the Lightning are selling out like crazy. And when Orlando was good, when the Magic were good, they would sell out like crazy. But when they're not, nobody
shows.
Yeah. It's.
But, even, I mean, Tampa's good.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're going to be a fun team to watch this year, and I think they're a sneaky wild card contender. But, yeah, 14,000 last year. That was 29th in the league. So, if you call that a sellout, they sold out 25,000 seats.
Well, there you go. That works.
Yeah, if you just don't count that upper deck.
And they've got a new stadium.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But somebody asked me earlier, hockey betting question, Tampa Bay or the field? Give me the field.
Okay.
Because
here, the Predators, right?
Well, I like the Predators. I like the Jets. I think the thing about Tampa is they're really good. They're better than everybody else. But they've also got a little regular season Rockets kind of thing going on. And some of their guys don't show up in the playoffs. So until they do, it's one of those teams I'm going to fade. But I do think they're the best team in the league, and they should win it. But I'll go the other way. I still think San Jose, your Preds, Winnipeg, maybe even Calgary, if they come out of there. And the Golden Knights, let's not rule them out either. They're playing great hockey again now that they made some trades. I think any one of those can win the Western Conference. And if they do, they're going to be a tough out. I think it's your Preds' time. I really do.
I hope so. Jeez, it's been close for long enough.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, that's kind of what Tampa's been. They've been like the Preds. They've been close. So, 713-780-ESPN. Lamont says, believe it or not, but of all the full-time local personalities, you two are one of the few Houston natives who have not bounced around station to station.
You worked at another station.
No, I worked at, I worked at 1560.
Oh, same.
Yeah, and so I was basically came home when David Gal bought us. And so it was, which I was very happy about.
Yeah.
And it's been great for us ever since he did. And we got away from that horrible mess that was Cumulus. We got furloughed for a week. And I didn't get paid 2 months in a row.
Ugh.
Which is why I wound up living in my car. Because I was a vendor. I wasn't an employee. And they were in bankruptcy. So vendors weren't getting paid. So I went 2 months without a check.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm glad to be out of that mess.
We like it here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not looking to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
I've had chances. No, not for me.
Yeah, I think the one I turned down a couple years ago was probably, if I was ever going to go anywhere, I would have taken that job. And it was...
Here. I'm not saying I would never leave Houston to go to another market.
Yeah.
I can't say that because you never know what opportunities will come up.
Yeah, I wouldn't work at another station.
I don't think. Yeah, I've had chances to work at another station here, and I'm just not interested.
Yeah, I pretty much have very nicely said thanks, but no thanks a couple of times. But if I was ever going to leave, even this station, it would have probably been when I had a chance to go work in Colorado Springs, and run a publishing company for an awful lot of money. And that's when I signed the new deal here. I just said, look, this is what they're offering. And if I'm ever going to leave, this is what it's going to be for. And I was very happy with how it turned out. So I have no interest in doing anything else or going anywhere else except selling more books. I want to keep doing that, which I only brought one today.
I know. That was a mistake.
Well, I had five.
Like, hey, let me get two books.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad about that, but I'll make sure I have more next time. So.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my good friends over at Carbox. I see. I had to give away my sticker yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my Crawford Box sticker.
Well, I put mine on
Yours
my computer.
Is on your laptop. And I see over there on the draft list that they've got Carbox Crawford Box here. But, guys, stop by the restaurant. Check it out. Their restaurant is outstanding. The food is great. They've got great beer on the wall that pairs well with everything that they serve. And they've got the Crawfish Fest coming up Saturday or Sunday, April 14th at noon, out there at the brewery, presented by Arctic Outdoors, and it benefits the Robert Garner Firefighter Foundation. You're going to hear some great music from G-Love and Special Sauce, Bob Schneider, a variety of brass bands, while peeling some hot Cajun crawfish. Early bird still available for $15. After that, it's going to be $25. VIP tickets are available. They include 3 pounds of crawfish, 3 beers, access to the VIP deck and pub with air conditioning. That's important. Private bathrooms. That's important. And they're going to throw in an Arctic bag with a shirt and a koozie. Tickets available now at carbockbrewing.com. When you're out and about this weekend, and I know you will be, ask your bartender to please, please, please make it a Carbock.
Your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Of course, you can always tweet us. Get in touch with us any way you like. So, I don't know if you saw this. We obviously talked a lot about Bryce Harper over the winter as he was waiting to sign his big deal. For the second consecutive year, the Athletic surveyed players across Major League Baseball, from their favorite managers to potential rule changes. Guess who was voted the most overrated for the second year in a row? Your buddy Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper, yeah.
Do you feel that's fair?
Kind of, for the reasons we talked about yesterday. Like, when you think about him, you think of him as, like, oh, this guy's been a can't-miss super stud guy, but he's hit sub-250 two of the last 3 years. And he's still looked at as an A-list. Like, he's almost looked at, like, I won't say at the same level that Mike Trout has looked at, but it's close.
That may be fair, yeah.
And he's nowhere close to Mike Trout level.
Right, but he's still pretty good.
He's still good.
It's a short list of guys that you would take before him, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't get too deep on that list before I'd want to pick him. Having said that, I took Mike Trout in my draft because I had the first pick. There was no thought of Bryce Harper with the first pick. 713-780-ESPN is your number to text the show. And maybe I'll be able to get your text. The internet just got suddenly slow. I don't know what happened there. I haven't checked this yet, but are you blocked by Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, I haven't checked.
Apparently, he...
He would never.
Apparently, he's blocked a whole bunch of people. If you just do a Twitter search of Ben Roethlisberger block...
What's his Twitter handle?
Let's see what if it says on here.
Because if I tried to type in Ben Roethlisberger and it didn't work, so maybe I am blocked.
Apparently, he's got a social media coordinator that anytime you say anything negative about him, he automatically blocks you.
It is @_BigBen7.
What? God, that's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I mean, I should block him just for having that stupid Twitter handle. _Big
Yeah, I'm blocked.
Are you really?
Yeah. So.
I guess I am too. I don't. He's not pulling up. Are you talking about a Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not blocked.
Underscore
I can see
Big Ben 7.
Underscore Big Ben 7.
Yeah, you are blocked from following at underscore Big Ben 7 and viewing at underscore Big Ben 7's tweets.
Oh, I am too.
I don't remember ever, well, maybe during the whole rape
wow.
thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I should call him out just so all three of us are.
Well, hell.
And just say he's too scared to block me.
I mean, can you blame him?
That's just weird.
Well, listen, that guy, he's got enough problems. If I were him, I honestly wouldn't have social media.
Yeah.
It seems like the best.
Probably not the smartest idea, but yes. That's maybe the most famous person who has me blocked. I kind of like it.
Mine is Ben Dubose.
Who's that?
Oh, he's not as famous as Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like a local Rockets guy that blocked me on Twitter.
Did Brian Cushing block y'all?
I don't think so.
He went on a huge Twitter tirade block a couple years ago.
He better not have. I don't know if he still does since he got busted again, but we at least used to both be in the same supplement company sponsored us. Like we were they call it the On It family. So we're on like an email chain, but I don't know. Maybe he's
I haven't checked him. But
no, Cush, he would never block me. Look at that. Here I am, not blocked.
If I were Forrest, you guys are at Twin Peaks. This is the same chick who didn't realize what the views were there were a few days ago. So how are the views today outside the windows?
Traffic-y to one direction.
Yeah, and
parking lot-y to the other.
Trees to my direction.
Yeah.
So as for the other views, by far the
very scenic.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good stuff. Apparently, Holly has also been blocked by Big Ben.
If he's blocking chick, his wife must be doing this.
Oh, man. That's it's funny. It says, you may be blocked without realizing it, even if you don't work in media. So I guess he blocks all these media people.
Well, there you go.
Congratulations. We're blocked by Ben Roethlisberger. Not that I could ever imagine tweeting anything at him.
Yeah, I don't really tweet at athletes very often.
I don't either.
Even when they do stupid stuff, I tweet about them. And then, but what happens is sometimes another person will tag the athlete.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah. I'm losing zero sleep over it, AJ.
I'm right there with you.
Did you see Greg Schiano already stepped down as the Patriots DC?
I saw that. Very weird.
Yeah.
He spent more time with his family.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
I wonder if that's one of those, okay, I'm going to be working with Bill Belichick, spend a little time with him and realize, maybe I don't want to work for this guy. I don't know. But he knew Belichick pretty well for a long time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. My buddy Woodland Sam says there's a wreck southbound 45 just past 2920, so that's why there's traffic. I think there's traffic because it's 523 on a Friday. There's always going to be a wreck.
Yeah.
But and you know what? If you're out here.
All you have to say is, on a Friday, there's traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Houston. All you have to do is say, it's Houston, there's traffic. So don't get stuck in that traffic. Come out and hang with us. That'd be a lot better, right?
Yeah.
And, there's a few tables around here, and there's a whole bunch of them outside. So you can come on out and hang out.
Scenic views at all of them.
And if you're a Woodlands person, it's a great place to watch the games tonight.
Or a Shenandoah person.
Or Shenandoah, yes.
Yep. Could even go far to say a Conroe person.
You could. An Oak Ridge person could join us here. A Spring person could join us here. I heard Barry and Joel talking about that. And, I understand why people say, they don't say Spring when you ask them where they live.
Yeah.
Because Spring, it can be anywhere damn near. So, apparently, I think it's like maybe half a mile from my house. It's Spring. But I'm in Houston.
Okay.
And if you go like a half a mile the other way, it's like Tomball. A half a mile the other way is like Cypress. So if my house over there off 249 is really close to Spring, and then the other side of 45 over here is also Spring, like it's understandable that you don't say spring because it's such an undefined place.
Well, but it doesn't sound sexy either. And there's a lot of areas in the city, fairly or unfairly. If you say spring, then it kind of gives the impression that, oh, you live up north, but you're not good enough to live in the Woodlands.
Yeah.
Which is unfair.
I mean, is the Woodlands like...
The Woodlands has a better reputation than it,
than spring?
Yeah.
That's probably fair. Which is when I think Spring High School, and then I think Woodlands High School, I think of it's a different connection. Yeah, you're right.
Tomorrow, Steelers girl said there's a woman named Erin who is Ben's assistant, and she's the one that monitors his Twitter handle and blocks everybody. She says she's not blocked, but half of Steeler Nation on Twitter is. So, well, I hope you don't get blocked for saying that. That would suck for telling us about that. She might look at that and go, "Oh, no, we can't have her." So, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. We're live here. I got a giveaway. Let's do a giveaway to the people.
Okay.
We're going to take the first caller at 5:30. DMX just announced its Dark and Hell is Hot 20th anniversary tour. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you to the concert Thursday, April 14th at House of Blues Houston. The rapper is celebrating his classic debut album with his first tour dates since being released from prison. Caller 1 at 5:30 to 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to see the show, or get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. So if you're a rapper and you haven't been in jail, are you technically a rapper?
You ain't DMX, I can tell you that. X gonna give it to you.
Oh, man. All right, guys, I got to tell you, if you can't make it out here and you're looking for a place to watch the games, how about my friends at Big City Wings, Houston's wing joint? It's crawfish season. And they're big on wings, specials, sports, everything. Even on a Friday, guess what? They have specials, which is what I love. Every day they have special. Today, half-price appetizers and margarita madness. You want to get your margarita on? Today's the day to do it. And every day they have something going on, and that's why I love them so much. And by the way, the food's great. I love their wings. They're my favorite wings in the city. I was on these long before they ever started advertising. Their burgers are fantastic. Everything's fresh and made to order. Family-friendly atmosphere, and if you want to go and check out the games, this is the place to do it. 7 locations around the city, including the new one in Kingwood. There's another one coming on Rayford very soon. All you have to do is go to BigCityWings.com to find out which one is nearest to you. You can also follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. BigCityWings.com. Go and check them out today. And maybe if you go to Kingwood, you can sit at the A.J. Hoffman or the Fred Fowler table. That's how great they are. BigCityWings.com.
Came out to play, stay out my way. Mother, first we gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. Next gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. So we're asking, what do you think of UH's chances tonight? We talked about that in the first hour, so I hit that up on a podcast. We went in quite a bit of detail. Somebody wants to know, why does DeBose have you blocked?
Because the year – when did Chandler Parsons leave to Dallas?
I don't remember.
4 years ago, yeah. I think.
Whenever that year was, that was – let me see. So the first time that I know he's been in Dallas now twice, but when he left the first time, his take was at the end of the season that the Rockets were going to be a better team in 2014-15 than they were in 2013-14.
Okay.
And I said, what would make you think that? And this was like the prime time of, like, when I really didn't like the Rockets team, when it was James Dwight and Chandler Parsons. Like, it was the worst iteration of the current Rockets.
Right.
And his they finished, you know, they had like 54, 55 wins that year. And he said they're just going to be – no, it was – maybe it was the year after that. I don't know. But they didn't replace some guys. His whole take was they're going to be better because Monta Ioannis is going to take a step up. So it must have been 2015-16.
Did that happen? Did Monta Ioannis take –
He did not.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He did not. You know, Corey Brewer was going to be this guy. And
did he?
He wasn't that guy. You know who? You know what it was? It was Ty Lawson. Remember when Ty Lawson came here?
I remember that because I had to write a story, and I think that was when I was writing for Examiner. I had to write a story on it, and I was in Saskatchewan.
So he was convinced the Rockets were going to be, and I was like, how can they be? Like, they're not better. He said, well, they're organically going to play better, and then eventually he just blocked me because he was wrong, and I think that's the year they finished 500 or whatever it was. So I win, Ben. But I only know his name even. I didn't know who he was at the time. But because often I'll get tagged in things with him.
Yeah.
And then I can't view them because like there'll be a response and I can't see it because it's from him.
Ah. So USA Today ranked the greatest Duke teams. I bet you could guess four of the top five.
Of the best Duke teams?
Yeah, the best Duke teams ever.
I mean, I'm sure this team is listed amongst them, right? Or do they not?
They have them sixth.
Boy, that's funny because this is like Vegas has this as one of the best ever.
I'll give you a hint though. Two of the top five did not win the title.
Okay, the 91 that lost to UNLV.
They have 88, no, 99.
91 they beat UNLV.
Yeah.
What, so 91, yes or no?
91 is the number two team. They were 32-7.
Okay. 90,
and they upset UNLV.
92 is the shot. That's the Leitner over Kentucky shot, right?
Yeah, and that's the one they have number one. They were 34-2, starting five, Bobby Hurley, Grant Hill, Thomas Hill, Brian Davis, and Christian Leitner.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good team.
I'm not good with the years, but the Elton Brand, Shane Battier, Trajan Langdon,
yeah, that
Corey
team,
Maggette,
that team they
team.
Have fourth.
What year was that?
That was 98, 99.
Yeah.
And then 85, 86, the team that had Dawkins and Amaker is number three. Jay Billis, okay. Danny Ferry.
That's a little, I was a little young to remember them.
Yeah.
How but about, the team that won the national championship, it's like Carlos Boozer and Chris Duhon. I don't know, again, I don't know years.
Yeah, that was trying to find that one.
And then I would guess the Kyrie Irving team was up there pretty high, too.
Well, the other ones, yeah, Carlos Boozer was number five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Kyrie Irving and Jabari Parker were, I mean, they won a national championship, so whatever.
14-15, that was Irving, Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers, too, yeah.
Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow, that was a pretty good team. Wow. The Final Four team from 03-04, J.J. Redick, Lou Alding.
That was a good one, too.
That's number nine. And number 10 was the 2009-10 team. Kyle Singer, Nolan Smith, Mason Plumlee. So they were 35-5. But the best one, well, they have this one ranked six. But I got to think if they win the whole thing, don't you move them up that list?
Oh, they have to be, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see. I'm rooting against them. Because I'm
rooting hard against them tonight.
Yeah, I am too.
Really hard.
I didn't invest as much as you did, but I did invest money line the other way. So
okay, I hope you get that.
I do too. That's because I'm kind of doing this just for fun and taking advantage of the fact that we have guys like you and Brad and you know your stuff. So even though you didn't say bet money line, the more you've talked about this game, the more I'm like, I'm just going to money line this. I feel good about it.
You like to do that. I'm maybe always a little too cautious when it comes. If I'm getting points, I feel like, oh, well, that's, you know, it's free insurance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not betting enough for it to matter. But like, if I want to bet 50 to win 65, I'd rather do that than bet 50 to win 48. But that's just me. It's when I'm playing, like if I were playing the way you're playing on it,
yeah,
I would definitely take points. The points. But yeah, this is just rooting interest type stuff for me. 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this, but the Raptors are getting increasingly confident they're going to re-sign Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's been a nice fit there. And, yeah, that's one thing about Toronto. It's one of those places that most people don't think about. But if you go there and you stay there for a while, you realize it's a cool place. And
Well, they're also having some great success there.
Yeah, and I think they basically built the team around him, and he's got to be happy with that. So we shall see. And, hey, guys, if you haven't had a chance, Barry worked his ass off on a Major League preview that's on SportsMap, and go check it out. It's really good stuff. There's something on every team. So he's got something about your team.
Unless you're a Marlins fan.
Yeah, he's only got one sentence on the Marlins, but, I mean, I don't know what else you would say. But everything else, he's got – you know, all the additions and where he thinks they're going to finish. And he did a really good job with it. So, we didn't talk about this when it happened, but the schedule's not out yet, but it will be soon for the NFL. The Thursday night season opener is not going to feature the Super Bowl champs this year.
And that was a bone of contention for you. You don't like that, right?
I don't like that at all. Bears-Packers, because it's a 100-year anniversary. Okay. Bears-Packers happens twice a year.
Yeah.
I there's so many other things you could have done. I mean, how about the up-and-coming Cleveland Browns against the Patriots? You know, I think there's a lot of games you could have put there. And I want to see the Super Bowl champs in the first game of the year. I think it's kind of a cool way to wrap up the prior season. It's one of the few things the NFL does right. And now they bleeped it up.
Yeah.
And
I just don't really get worked up about it. I don't.
Yeah, it. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. But the reality is, I mean, it's kind of turned into a pretty good tradition. You win the Super Bowl, you get the first game of the year. Kind of earn it.
Yeah.
Bears-Packers? Yawn. Honestly, we see Bears-Packers twice a year. And make that the Sunday night game. Do I want to watch it? Yeah. Do I want that to be the first one? No. And, you know, I mean, how much... I think it's just kind of the NFL dropping another bleep you on the Patriots a little bit.
Maybe
too.
Maybe so.
And, of course, I don't know if you saw, but there were some awkward moments at the owners' meetings with Sir Robert Kraft.
I didn't see.
Yeah. apparently it was awkward for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
was there a masseuse owner there or
well
masseuse,
I don't know
massage parlor
I
owner?
I think it all went to hell when he walked into the party and said, hey guys, anybody want to grab a limo and head over for a massage? Crickets.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Cal McNair didn't go. I could
be
say
a whole lot cooler if he did.
Would you respect him more?
Yeah.
Well,
no.
No. Jerry Jones.
Plus, if you walk into a place like that with a standalone mustache, they instantly call the cops.
Yeah. It's, well, no, they just say you're a narc. That's it. Jerry Jones would go.
Oh, certainly. He wants him some glory hole.
I want me some glory hole. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number out here at Twin Shenandoah. Right by the Woodlands. How's that? Is that
better? That's close.
Does that make you happy?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care. The people around here care. I don't.
That's the thing. People get so caught up in what their neighborhood is. And I think part of it is that status thing we were talking about. Congratulations, 832, for winning the DMX tickets. You dialed well. All right. Somebody brings up another good point. Isn't it kind of a bonus to winning the Super Bowl if you play your Thursday game right off the bat? Well, those teams will still play another Thursday game, but it is a good advantage because you get a week and a half off after your opener. So, I just think it's dumb of the NFL. But that's just me. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay home, get away from me, saying I was back for you. He got his way. I'm gone for good. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, please check out sportsmap.com, the record-breaking sportsmap.com. Great stuff on there every day, including a Charlie Palillo's column on how Samson's future hangs over UH in the tournament. We've got your Astros Daily Report, which will be updated after the game tonight. My Sam picks for tonight. My Sam picks for tomorrow will include picks on the Dubai World Cup and Florida Derby. Dustin tweeted out his Hall of Fame of people who blocked him.
Uh-huh.
Pro Football Talk.
That's not surprising.
Stephen A. Smith.
Not surprising.
Ian Rappaport.
Okay.
Pete Prisco.
Man, he's got a good list.
Yeah.
Here.
Michael David Smith. Ben DuBose.
Oh, hey.
And I don't know.
Block team.
I don't know who the Night's Watch is, but it's got an Oiler guy on it. So
all right.
I don't know who that is. Oh, Larry and Stafford. That's who that is. So, yeah, that one doesn't quite measure up to the others. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
We go to Florida, of course. We're Broward County, where an inmate was awaiting a hearing. So he was already in trouble. He was already arrested, about to go to a hearing. And he was arrested while waiting for the hearing on a battery charge at a mental health facility where he punched a Florida public defender in the back of the head.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy who's there to help you, he punched him in the back of the head. A video shows that Julie Chase was going over paperwork with another defendant, and the guy gets up from his seat, walks over to her, punches her in the back left side of her head, and then immediately gets arrested again. Broward Sheriff Gregory Tony said, "It's troubling that an inmate would assault an officer of the court, you think?" So he now faces additional battery charges. No one was hurt during the incident. Chase was taken to the hospital, treated, and released. So guess what they're going to do now? They're going to handcuff him during so that that doesn't happen again.
Jeez.
So this guy ruined it for everybody. But that's Florida.
Florida. God, we got to get rid of Florida.
Can we give them to Cuba?
Yeah, I feel like we should, just like as an offer, a peace offering.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make things right.
Regardless, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
270 says, "I've been in Antarctica and missed all the March Madness until today. Seems like mostly favorites won this year as opposed to last. Is it less exciting this year, in your opinion?" It hasn't been. It's been more exciting for me because UH is in it. But, yeah, we haven't seen the incredible upsets, but I've still enjoyed this tournament. I think we have we have 16, or, well, now we're down to 12. We had 16 really good teams get through for the most part.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just depends on what you like. Some people.
You can argue that Oregon's probably top 20, but you could argue that's the 15 best teams that made it through.
Yeah.
So I guess it just depends on what excites you. Like, if you wanted Loyola, you know, Chicago to come in and spoil the party, then that's a year that's cool for you. To me, like, all these matchups, like the fact that we're getting Gonzaga versus Texas Tech, the best offense versus the best defense in the next round.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome to me.
And love them or hate them, Duke is always they're a must watch. And hell, like I said, I think this Houston Kentucky game is going to be really
awesome.
Good tonight. And you know, and to me, it's a great measuring stick for where this UH team is, because Kentucky is damn good. And you know what? I even think North Carolina Auburn is going to be interesting. I think Auburn can hang with them for a while. I don't think they're going to win, but I think it'll be a good game. I'm intrigued by the matchup. So
I think it's going to be good. I like the tournament the way it broke down this year. I like that we got the best teams at the end.
You've also been pretty good at gambling on it, too.
I've done okay.
That impacts things, no question, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I find it – I've enjoyed this tournament not just because of UH, but because, yeah, hell, I like watching Tech. I mean, last night's game was pretty ugly. But I like watching the way those guys play defense, too. I mean, yeah, they really suffocate you.
Makes it ugly.
And, yeah, it uglies up the game, but it's just – sometimes I like to appreciate good defense.
And that's the problem with Michigan. That's why Texas Tech, I like them over Michigan. And I ended up not betting the game because it made me feel uncomfortable, the line coming out where it did. But Texas Tech's a better team than Michigan because they can play offense. And I thought it was funny that the announce crew last night was like, Michigan's a team that could get hot at any time. And I was like, you haven't watched Michigan. Like, Michigan wants to be doing what Tech is doing to them.
Yeah.
This isn't last year's Michigan team.
Rico says, so we're just going to skip over the fact the dude said he was in Antarctica. Who does that? Did I hear that right? Yeah, you know what? I didn't mean to skip over that. I was going to bring that up, that Antarctica? I kind of want to know what you were doing down there now. Was it like studying penguins?
I don't know.
I want to know what you were doing in Antarctica. Because that's not on my list of places that I need to go.
Yeah.
So I wonder if people just, if you go on, did you go on a vacation? What? Did you go for work? I'm just curious. So what's your thoughts on LSU-Michigan State?
I think LSU has the player. Honestly, I think LSU has a more talented team than Michigan State. But, the coaching difference between these guys. You're talking about Tom Izzo, who is in the conversation, you would agree, for, I mean, best college basketball coach, best tournament college basketball coach, especially of his era. You know, he's probably behind Krzyzewski, but
well, yeah, I
think not a lot of other guys that you throw in behind.
That's the thing. I think Coach K is kind of in his level. And then when you start talking about the next guy, he might be there for me. There's not too many guys I'd take over him.
But Tony Benford, if you remember, those of you who don't know Tony Benford, when Johnny Jones got hired by LSU, Tony Benford went to North Texas and took that job. Johnny Jones eventually flames out. While Benford was at North Texas, he drove it into the dirt. And then he went to LSU to work under Will Wade. The coaching mismatch, you could not come up with a bigger coaching mismatch. It's bad. But the players on LSU are good enough. They don't quit. We've seen them come back from crazy deficits and win games or make games close. Six and a half points just seems like a lot in a game like that.
Yeah. I like LSU, I think Michigan State wins the game. So, MGT says, if you're not blocked by DDB, I can't trust your takes.
Who's that?
I think that's DeBose.
Oh, okay. Does he block everybody?
I guess. Well, I've now seen two people he's blocked. I don't know who he is, so maybe I'm blocked too.
You might. I don't know. I doubt it. He's like, I don't even know who he works for, honestly. It might just be a website.
No, I'm not blocked by him. He is a digital journalist who enjoys following Houston and Mizzou sports.
There you go.
Says covers the Houston Rockets for Sports Talk 790 and Locked On Rockets.
Okay.
That explains it.
Just so.
But no, I am not blocked.
Well, good for you. You should tweet at him. Say what's up.
No, I don't really know who he is or really care.
Get to know him.
I don't need to. I'm fine. So apparently my takes can't be trusted because I'm not blocked by him.
Yeah.
I don't interact with people enough on Twitter like that. Like, if people are trying to engage in a debate on Twitter, I just don't do it. I mean, I'll respond once, but if you're one of those people who wants to go back and forth, I don't do that on Twitter. It's a pain in the ass. I mean, I'd probably have a lot more followers if I did, but I'd also block a lot more people. And, you know, I don't know. I don't usually get in and say, oh, well, this – I don't get into arguments with people on Twitter like you do. Maybe I should. So Danny's here on Twitter. He's at the outside bar. Says it looks great out here.
Yeah, man, scenic views. That's what he's saying, scenic views.
And you know what? The weather is freaking been terrific.
It's hard to beat.
And it's such a good night to be out on the patio. So come on out here, watch the games. Ride your Republic Harley Davidson.
Oh, it's a great day to ride,
yeah.
Man. Great day. Get down to Republic Harley Davidson. See why they are the number one choice for Houston Harley Davidson dealers. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory, and they've got the best customer service rating, number one in the state. Staff's friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained. They've got some great specials going on right now. How about this? You buy a new 2019 Softail Touring model. If you're a qualified customer, you get 0.99% APR and zero down financing. Service specials, the 5K service, $296, the 10K service, $346, up to 75% off licensed motor clothes from Harley-Davidson. And bike night tomorrow night, mark your calendar, get out there. 6 to 9 p.m., stop by for some tasty grub from Fuddruckers, live music, door prizes, demo rides, and more. Come see why Republic is Houston's number one choice for Harley dealers. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open online at republichd.com.
No one has an explanation, an expiration. I got to figure it out. And they're asking me if I can't see the darkness down below.
I hear that.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.